In 1988, Naomi Campbell became the first black model ever to be on the cover of French Vogue, not because the editor-in-chief wanted to use her for the cover, but because Yves Saint Laurent threatened to pull all his advertising from the magazine if they didn't put her on the cover. He was a true example of allyship and seeing beauty across the racial spectrum, but that is not the case with other designers. A few years after that French Vogue cover, the pendulum swung the other way, and despite the global success and fame of models like Naomi Campbell and Iman, the runways became more white, thanks largely to one woman, Miuccia Prada. In 1994, Naomi Campbell walked for Prada, but Prada did not cast a single black model for 14 years until Jordan Dunn walked in the Fall/Winter 2008 show. So let me ask you, am I supposed to believe that this woman accidentally forgot to book a black model season after season, year after year, for more than a decade? When Prada started booking black models, at first it was a few very light-skinned ones, like Jordan Dunn and Malaika Firth, who was the first black model in 19 years to be in a Prada campaign. Again, I ask you, am I supposed to believe that this woman is not racist when it took nearly 2 decades to have a black model in one of her campaigns? Keep in mind, this only happened after public criticism by models like Naomi Campbell, Iman, and Bethann Hardison, who were going on interviews calling out the lack of diversity in fashion weeks. Prada became the most influential show on the global stage, and the all-white skin casting became the trend that the other designers followed. With this brief historical overview in mind, let's talk about what colorism looks like today.